You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like who Art Ed?
We're trying to slice it.
Who Art Ed?
Mr. Wood, Art Ed, me.
Good. Either way, it's ambiguous. It works on so many levels.
I know.
That's off to a great start.
Welcome to Who Arted, weekly art history for all ages. I'm your host, Kyle Wood, and today we're going to be looking at a transformation mask. Before I get started, I just want to remind everyone that this is not only one of the 64 artworks in this year's Arts Madness tournament, it's also one of the required artworks for AP Art History. I looked to that curriculum to make sure this year's tournament would be diverse, representing works in different media from all over the world and all throughout history. And hopefully, it'll help some high schoolers in the U.S. earn a little college credit this spring. I'd encourage all my fellow art teachers to join the fun with their classes this spring. Check the links in the show notes to see the brackets, predict who you think will win, and remember you can vote for your favorites each week starting February 26th at whoartedpodcast.com/vote. Now on to the actual topic for today, the transformation mask. Specifically, I'm looking at an eagle transformation mask from the Kwok Waka Wok people. You can see an image if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or anywhere else supporting episode-specific cover art. As with so many cultures, the people native to the northwest coast of North America create some of their greatest artworks for ceremonial purposes. Imagine a giant roaring fire illuminating a man in a large eagle mask with a costume made of cedar bark. As he dances, the firelight flickers. The costume feathers move, and suddenly the eagle head breaks open into a completely different creature. The mask is a carved and painted sculpture, a status symbol, a costume element, and a simple machine all at once. Pulling the strings on the masks allows the wearer to move parts that effectively animate the mask and bring it to life in front of the gathered crowd. While different tribes had different costumes and beliefs, a common theme among many groups was the belief that deceased ancestors roamed the world transforming themselves in the process. Many animal transformation masks would contain crests for the Numane. Numane is the word the Kwok Waka Wok people used to refer to groups with a common ancestor. The people may not have been part of the same family, but they might consider themselves to be part of the same line, descending from the same ancestral spirit. During the ceremony, the idea was that the ancestral spirits would temporarily inhabit the body of the person wearing the mask. The physical transformation of the mask would be a powerful reflection of the spiritual transformation occurring during ceremonies where the masks would be worn. It would be a tremendous honor to be the one selected to wear a particular mask during the potlatch ceremony. The potlatch was a celebratory feast bringing together the community. Sadly, the potlatch ceremony was outlawed for a period during the 19th and 20th centuries, as some religious groups believed the ceremonies were pagan or demonic rituals. People spread baseless rumors of cannibalism, and the government cracked down on them, but not so much because of the fear-mongering. Really, they believed that these potlatch ceremonies were disruptive and cut down on people's work productivity. I'd like to think we know a little better now, or at least have curiosity to learn more about other cultures rather than just assuming the worst about anything we don't understand. I also want to emphasize that while I'm talking about transformation masks, the potlatch, the Kwok Waka Wok people, I am by no means an expert. This show is extremely broad, but shallow. It's intended to be an entry point, and I would always encourage listeners to continue your learning, and seek further information from credible sources. Now, the transformation mask I'm looking at here is an eagle in the closed form, but when open, a new face is revealed. It's that of a deity in sort of a human form. There are also many myths related to animals and trickster gods. When I talk about tricksters, the tricks may or may not be bad. A trickster is really just a god, a person, or other creature with hidden knowledge going against the normal rules. The raven is a constant trickster turning into other animals, but often to help humans by providing necessities like the sun, fire, and salmon. The thunderbird produced thunder and lightning. The lightning came from its eyes, and thunder was believed to come from the flapping of its wings. He could remove his bird skin and take on a human form. There are numerous transformation masks designed to represent these different gods, and many masks that don't involve a transformation per se, but might have different movable parts to animate the features. While there are many different designs of masks, only one person would be selected to wear any given mask. It was a tremendous honor to be the one selected to wear the mask. It was tremendous excitement for people to be bearing witness to the ceremony and seeing the transformation happening at the potlatch. Making the transformation mask uplifting and inspiring for both the wearer and the viewer.
This concludes this week's episode of Who Arted, part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. If you found this tolerable, please leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. You can find images of the work being discussed this week and every week on social media at Who Arted Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and of course on the website whoartedpodcast.com. Podcast done.